Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions. I always have questions. I like asking questions.
Yes.
But also want the answers to these questions.
And so I love answering them.
I don't necessarily love you answering them.
I thought, wow, this is a great partnership.
Yeah.
You like asking, I like answering.
Yeah. Nah. I like pondering questions, giving people the chance to think about something across the weekend and maybe answer either by hitting us up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland, or giving us a call, 13 12 16. Obviously, out of the studio today, so you can't call. Just hit us up on our Facebook page.
Exactly.
You ready to go, Gab?
Yes, oh, I'm always ready.
All right, here's your first one. Why don't birds fall out of trees when they're asleep?
They've got good balance.
Yeah, but they're asleep.
But they're not like us. They don't flip around and toss and turn. They just sit.
Have you ever watched a bird sleep?
No.
So you don't really know.
I have no idea.
They could be poor sleepers. Who knows? Here's another one for you. Why does a balloon represent fun? I mean, when you think about it, hey, here's a coloured rubber bag filled with my germ-filled breath and spit.
Lovely.
How is that fun?
Yeah, that's kind of gross. If it's filled with helium, however, that's fun because it floats.
It does. And then when you let go, it floats away and kids start crying. Just saying. How many kilometres does the average thumb scroll through on a daily basis, do you think?
A few.
There's a lot of people scrolling.
I know, I have really strong thumbs. I could win a thumb war in a second.
Well, but everybody's pretty much doing the same thing.
Yeah, everyone's on par.
Yeah.
I could beat my mum.
Could your thumb have biceps? Like little muscles in there?
Well, if they do, mine does, definitely.
Mm. One last one. Mm. Do you think dogs think seals are mermaids?
Oh, yes. That's adorable.
Wasn't what I was aiming for.
Mer-dogs?
Mer-dogs. Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Dog maids? No.
Nah, mer-dogs. I love that. That's cute.
All right. Yes. Well, a good way to finish.
Mm. I wanted to put my boyfriend through an etiquette class because he's meeting my parents next week. I was a little bit nervous about it. I wanted him to make the best first impression absolutely possible.
Yes.
So I ran the idea past him. He was okay with it. He hasn't broken up with me anyway, so that's the main thing.
Yep.
So we decided to move forward with that. And I thought, you know, who am I going to get to do this etiquette class? I couldn't find a single school that does it.
No, of course
around
not.
The region.
Yeah.
And if they did do it, they were very serious about it and they didn't want to be involved. So I managed to get Carolyn Taylor Smith on board. Now, she is a local designer, a local stylist, and she is the classiest woman I know.
She is.
She's absolutely gorgeous. And I thought, you know, if anyone knows etiquette, it is Carolyn.
That is true.
So she was very keen to get involved. We got together at Fitzy's in Toowoomba. They set us up a beautiful table so that we could look at cutlery and fine dining.
Yes.
Not that any of us knew how to use it.
No.
But that's okay. And we sat down and we had a bit of a chat. So the first thing we had to cover was first impressions.
You sum someone up in 7 seconds.
Ooh.
7 seconds.
7 seconds.
I know.
They make me nervous.
So as a first impression, he can't shake hands at the moment because he does have a broken collarbone. What are we going to do?
I think eye contact.
Just a nod.
Warm.
Hello.
A bow.
A bow. Oh, you can bow.
I'm not going to curse.
Hello, Robert.
No cursing.
Right.
So we hit our first speed bump on that one. No shaking of hands.
No.
But my dad did say a left-handed shake will be okay.
That's
so
right. Just a wink would be nice.
Just
yeah.
Just don't wink at my mum. That's weird. But
wink at dad then.
Speaking of confusion, though, my boyfriend Nev then got even more confused because we were talking about PDAs and what is appropriate in front of the parentals. And this is what Carolyn had to say.
A kiss on the cheek. French. The French way of kissing.
But not French kissing.
No.
Glad you cleared that up.
There could have been some confusion
there. I know. There's a very definite difference between the French style of kissing and French kissing.
Yep.
So glad we cleared that one up, as Nev said. But the last thing we had to address was what he was going to wear on the very first meeting of my parents, right? And he, by this stage in the etiquette class, he decided, you know what, I'm done with this. And he decided to bite back a little.
Just like to address, like, whenever Gabby comes over to my parents' house, usually she's got a pair of jeans on that are all ripped and torn. Is that proper? Or
is this fashion? That's fashion.
I think that's double standards.
I'm not going to dress in a suit when you're wearing trackies and a singlet.
Well, there'll be no trackies and a singlet for first impressions with Gabby's parents.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, if you're in need of a styling session, I'm the girl for the job.
Yes!
I think that's a fair call.
What? That I'm wearing ripped jeans?
Yeah.
That's fashion. And also, this is not the first meeting. I did not wear ripped jeans on the first meeting.
Right.
I'm just talking about the first impression.
Right. Okay.
So they already
had
their impression of me when I wore ripped jeans. So it's fine.
Okay.
But Carolyn has offered a styling session, so I think we're going to take her up on that. So that he's like, he's preened to perfection on his first meeting. So that's the next step. This we're going a step further, and that's happening next week.
This is the gift that keeps on giving.
I know, right?
Poor boyfriend.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him better, stronger, faster.
The Dad Bod Mod Squad.
Now, Gab, we haven't talked about the Dad Bod Mod Squad in a few days now. Mm. We had the photos taken for the calendar this past weekend at F45. They are being touched up as we speak. It's really just a case. The other dudes look fine. I forgot to get my tan, so...
And you just look very out of place in among all the very tanned bods, and then there's a whitey right in the middle.
Yeah, that's
very
right.
Very ghost-like.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just getting the tan put on me, which is taking a little longer than expected, but we'll have some news on that next week. But we are lucky enough, of course, to have Rob from F45 on the line. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you once again for all the training you put us through. The 8-week fitness challenge at F45 was just amazing. And you agree that the boys got some great results.
Oh, they did. Absolutely awesome. I couldn't be happier. And I think the whole team at F45 is absolutely stoked with what they've achieved. So every single one of them put a massive effort in, which, you know, if you do that and follow all the plans as they should be done, then you're going to get the results, and they certainly did, so we're really happy.
The plan is a pretty simple one to follow, but it's all about motivation and self-discipline in order to get through the 8 weeks. Did you expect the boys to have the results that they did?
No, not at all, because, you know, I think people take these challenges on, and obviously F45 can give you all the tools. We've got all the training and all the nutritional plans, but it's still got to come from within. You know, you still need a lot of motivation yourselves to get through those tough weeks, you know, week five and then the last 2 weeks. So to have all of the guys get through it and complete it was a massive result. Mm-hmm. Even just to complete it, you know, without the results coming through, just to say that they've done it and they've finished it and they didn't drop off was huge. So we're happy.
Yeah, look, as far as I'm concerned, everybody was a winner. Everybody that took part in the challenge was a winner on the other side of things. But Travis did pick up, I guess you'd call it, the win overall. He lost the most amount of weight.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Travis was a machine. So, I mean, at one stage, I think he was putting in 11 sessions a week, and he backed that up for a couple of weeks. So that is incredible. So I just wanted to come on and say, from behalf of us at F45, all of us and myself and all the team, we wish him all the best and thanks very much for taking part. And to achieve what he's achieved is huge, and we would love to give him a 6-month membership at F45.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So he can continue on his journey. So well done, Trav.
Yeah, well done, Trav. Well done to all the boys, but well done, Trav. It's very generous of you too, Rob. Thank you very much for that. I know
you'll
for a fact.
Stoked.
Yeah, Trav will be stoked.
I hope so. I hope he's listening in now.
Now, the training at F45, it is life-changing. I have witnessed that myself by being a part of it over the last couple of months. If anybody else is keen to join or find out any more information, how can they go about doing it?
They can jump on our Facebook page, so F45 Training Toowoomba Central. Instagram or the website, and all the information's on there. And just jump in, grab a trial, and give it a go.
Yeah, do yourself a favour, give it a go. It is life changing.
Well worth it. Yeah.
Definitely. Gab, I don't know about you, but I am super excited about this Sunday night, Channel 9, 7 p.m. Australian Ninja Warrior finally makes it to our screens.
You've been talking about this for months.
Oh, I have been just so excited, beside myself, seeing the promos on the TV, just waiting for it to turn up. And we are lucky enough to have one of the hosts of the show on with us right now. Ben Fordham, how are you?
Mate, I'm great. Hamish and Gabby. Hamish, you sound absolutely pumped. Channel 9's not paying you to say that stuff. Is this a genuine, you're not? I just want to make sure you're not on the take.
He got a sneaky 50 in the back pocket. I'm not going to lie.
No, I didn't, but I would quite happily accept a sneaky 50 or a not so sneaky 50. No.
Mate, you're easy. 50? Mate, that's right. We were going to pay 100. So, no worries. You can sort the 50.
All right.
Sorry, I sold him too cheaply. It is pretty exciting,
mate,
though.
Absolutely.
How did you get involved in this? Did you do the course and won it, and that's how you became a host?
I got a phone call out of the blue asking whether or not I could be involved in Ninja Warrior, and I didn't know what Ninja Warrior was, so I'm embarrassed to say that particularly because I have now bumped into a lot of Ninja Warrior nuts who kind of know everything. They're like, what, you didn't know about it? You never... And so I hadn't, and then I Googled it, and I've obviously been a late convert and fallen in love with it because it's just the scale of the whole thing that blows you away. And I remember when they called and I said... I asked them, whereabouts are we filming it? What studio are we filming it in? And they said to me, no, it doesn't fit in a studio.
Wow.
So that kind of gave a bit of an indication of, okay, this is going to be a big show, and it's huge.
Did you give any of the course a go?
No, they did say in that first conversation as well, and before you ask, no, you're not doing the course. So don't ask. And to be honest, once I stepped up there and actually had a look at it, when you get up close and look at it, you go, yeah, nah. It's built for professionals. It's built for people who... And Freddie Flintoff, the former English cricket captain, who won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Freddie's our sideline eye, and Freddie, even as an athlete as he is, he looked at it and he went, yeah, I'd have a go, but I'd need a few weeks training, you know, to get in shape.
Were you amazed at, obviously we can't give things away, but how many people had a crack at this, and what were the type of people? Are they CrossFitters? Are they,
They come from all, there's normal, everyday Aussies, and then you've got people who are standouts in there. Chosen profession. There's plenty of rock climbers in there.
Oh.
A lot of the rock climbers who really seem to get into it. So they do well. And it's one of these things that the course is built so that someone who's really muscly, for example, who's going to have an advantage on one obstacle, the next obstacle makes it harder for people who carry a lot of muscle. So that's why it's good. Rebecca Madden, who's the co-host, she hosts the AFL Footy Show, and Bex are great girl. I didn't know before doing this, but we really hit it off, and we'd fall into the trap of sitting there, and when we'd see them pop up, we'd kind of think, oh, I don't know how this one's going to go, and we would inevitably get it wrong. So yeah,
I've seen a few of the American versions where the guys have made it the whole way through the course, and it's absolutely insane, but I've always wondered, do you get a second crack? So if you fall off one of the obstacles halfway through, is that just you're out, or can you give it another go?
Gab, it's not like radio where if you stuff something up, you can get another go.
What?
And you hit the water, it's over. Like, I know if you think you can just flash your smile and go, no, we'll just do that again. No, Gab.
Normally
it's
works.
It's not working that way. It's like one shot, one moment, and you either kill it or you stuff it up. And it's just great. It's men and women on exactly the same course, so it's like it's ultimate equality out there, and you just and some of the Aussie girls certainly punched above their weight compared to how women have gone in the first season of this show in other countries. I don't think that's giving too much away, but they did well. It was good to see.
Look,
that's awesome.
I cannot wait. 7 o'clock this Sunday night, Channel 9, Australian Ninja Warrior. It is going to be huge.
And it continues Monday and Tuesday, so if you can tune in, that'll be great.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.